From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A new energy leader, the United States has become the world's largest oil producer. BP economist Spencer Dale says the shale revolution is the reason for a surge in American oil production in 2014. The surge helped U.S. producers leapfrog over Saudi Arabia as the leading producer. American output of natural gas and oil combined is now greater than that of Russia. The U.S. military chief says the United States is considering creating more train and advise hubs for Iraqi troops. General Martin Dempsey, who is chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, spoke to reporters in Naples, Italy, where he is meeting with U.S. commanders. Dempsey said examination of other sites beyond the new one near Ramadi is, in his words, just part of prudent planning. The U.S. plans to deploy 450 new advisors within 6 to 8 weeks, part of an effort to bolster Iraqi ground troops. Chinese state media say former security chief Zhou Yongkang has been sentenced to life in prison for corruption. He is the most powerful Chinese official to be brought down by the country's current anti-graft campaign. The official Xinhua news agency said Thursday the 72-year-old Zhou admitted guilt and will not appeal the ruling. The leaders of Nigeria and four neighboring countries met Thursday to discuss a proposed joint force to fight the Islamic extremist group Boko Haram. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari said his country should command the task force because it will provide the bulk of the troops, and the main theater of the war is on Nigerian soil. This is VOA News. Tensions between India and Pakistan spiked Wednesday when Indian officials claimed their special forces carried out a cross-border raid against militants inside Myanmar and said it was a message to Pakistan. Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif says the remarks are taking the two nations farther from their goals of regional peace. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Addressing a conference of Pakistani diplomats in Islamabad Thursday, Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif warned the rival nation against any such incursion into Pakistan.
We will protect our vital interests, inshallah, at all costs.
Mr. Sharif reiterated that Pakistan desires a peaceful neighborhood and sticks to its policy of promoting the dialogue process with India, provided the neighboring country reciprocates and acknowledges Islamabad's overtures. The Pakistani parliament, through a unanimously approved resolution on Thursday, also condemned Indian leaders for threatening Pakistan. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has made his first televised appearance since this week's parliamentary elections. He called for a swift agreement among political parties to form a coalition government. Mr. Erdogan said the four parties that won seats, quoting now, should leave egos aside with understanding that continuity is a must for the state. European leaders today urged Greece to find a new way to avoid defaulting on its loans. But the International Monetary Fund reported no progress in reaching an agreement with a debt-ridden country. European Union President Donald Tusk says a meeting scheduled for next Thursday in Luxembourg will be crucial in determining whether Greece's creditors will release an $8 billion bailout in time for Greece to make a payment to the International Monetary Fund by the end of June.
We need decisions, not negotiations now. It's my opinion that the Greek government has to be, I think, a little bit more realistic.
Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras acknowledged that differences remain with the country's creditors. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power says her government supports Ukraine's efforts to counter Russian aggression and build an open government. The U.S. United Nations representative arrived in Kiev Wednesday for meetings with senior government officials. Swiss and Austrian authorities say they are investigating whether nuclear negotiations with Iran have been penetrated by cyber spies. The Swiss Attorney General's office in Bern says investigators searched a house on May 12th and seized computer, hardware, and software. Authorities are looking for malware that might have been used to monitor the talks. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.